I was standing on the corner and them niggas started hating. I didn't sweat them, I just went in the diner, leave them niggas waiting. I saw Miss Lady and said, I fucked it up. What's up, everybody?
How long did you plan that?
I was actually thinking about that shit last night. I don't know, that song hit my head.
I forgot to shut the door. Hold on.
Oh, my God.
Keep going.
Yeah, that was, I kept listening to the Tupac's version of it, Dope Fiends Down There, which actually is a very good song. What's Tupac? So, you know that shit was going to hit. But yeah, Tom's Diner is an all right song, man. Like, for all y'all who was born after the 90s, check that out. Tom's Diner by, I don't know the name of the artist. I'm sorry, ma'am.
I need to put some Dub D40 on that dough.
You really need to. Like,
I had my kids there earlier. Them motherfuckers running all the way in the back of the.
Oh, that's nice. You know, Tiz love the kids.
All in the back of the studio shit.
Bruh, on that note, dog, you know what I'm saying? You commercials that be on Facebook sometimes?
They don't send me commercials for some reason.
Oh, that should be breaking me down, man.
Is that the one with the big belly black kids?
I don't think so. Is
it cancer?
I think St. Jude's work for cancer, but yeah, the one I seen was like little girl had cancer and the mother was talking. The girl was smiling and happy. And I was like, damn, man. Mm. You know what I mean? I got a soft spot. I'm gonna have kids and old people.
Oh.
So.
At least one of us do.
You're a piece of shit. That's why.
But at least I know. I mean, at least I'm a piece of shit that smells good.
Oxymoron, but okay.
Yeah, oxymoron.
Yeah,
how
man,
about them Lakers, homie?
Oh, my God.
Oh! Huh?
Is this mine or yours?
This is yours.
Okay. Yeah.
You trying to avoid the Lakers? Okay, we can talk about what you want to talk about.
I'll say this, though. I'm not entirely sure if Bron want to see Jimmy Buckets in the finals.
He ain't got to see him. He got enough people to handle that.
I'm just saying, Jimmy Butler's the type of player that puts pressure on
him. Is Jimmy a guard or a forward?
I think everybody in this league is a forward nowadays.
If Jimmy's a four, they're good. It's just that guard play they have problems with. Next year, the Lakers need a guard.
That's the one problem I have with the NBA nowadays. Mm-hmm. Everybody's either a point guard or a small forward.
Except for LeBron, he's everything.
But he's a small forward.
LeBron played all five positions last night and scored 38 points.
Well, when you fucking 6'8", 6'9", you should be able, especially in a league where apparently being 7 foot is not an advantage anymore.
I think he got 13 rebounds.
Hey, good on him. Yeah, he made it to the finals. I mean, the Lakers, they accomplished what they set out to accomplish.
10 assists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what was weird about last night, though?
I don't know. I didn't watch the game.
Anthony Davis got 27 points, and I don't remember him hitting. Like, I remember him shooting about
Eight
of those points.
One of the games where, like, you ain't see dude do shit the whole game, but somehow he had the most points.
Yeah. I was like, what?
I used to hit that shit back in the day. Oh, the reverse happened with Michael Jordan one time. I remember it was like, I think it was Valentine's Day, actually. Like, you go into a game thinking Michael Jordan going to have the high.
Yeah.
Or at least the high on the Bulls.
Mm-hmm.
He had like 18 points, and I think this is what I like about players like him, Kobe, and Jimmy Butler. Well, less so Kobe, may he rest in peace. Is that those guys are just good basketball players. I think LeBron to an extent too. Like if they ain't scoring right now, they'll find other ways to actually be productive players. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the mark of actually a great player.
A great player, yeah.
Yeah, it's like I can't, shit ain't falling, but you know what? I can get these steals.
Yeah.
I can make it hard for the other guy to score.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think another thing that's lost in today's NBA. It's just that competitive spirit. If you ain't beating the shit out the other guy, then you just don't want to be there.
Yeah, I forgot who it was, but there's somebody that the only way they score a lot of points is to play really good defense. Like, their defense have to click before their offense start clicking.
And they'll run. Like, they'll get a stop and run.
Yeah.
I think that's how the old school Lakers was. Like, people forget, people called them the Showtime Lakers because they scored a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But they used to score. Fast breaks don't happen when the other team scores. Fast break happens when the other team fucks up.
Yeah, so I got to figure out what in the world. Like, I need to watch these matchups because I want to see what's going to happen next year. But LeBron might get number four.
I'll say this, though. If they win, I'm not entirely sure Anthony Davis comes back when his contract's up.
I don't think Anthony Davis is going anywhere.
Playing from, I didn't realize he's from Chicago. Seems like everybody is from Chicago in the NBA. Out of Chicago, LA nowadays. Yeah. That's a strong
that's
motivation.
AAU stuff. AAU. So like, but I really think there's no way. I don't think there's any way that AD will leave the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's his home.
It may happen. I mean, because that's one thing about NBA players too. They always want to play at home, but they never find a way to play home.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think did Wade finally make it to Chicago at some point?
For like 6 months.
Yeah, Wade wanted to go to Chicago. I think was Melo from New York or Maryland? Melo's from Maryland.
Melo is from Baltimore.
Yeah, so you think he would try to get the?
But he claims he's from New York.
I guess if he's lived there long enough, I guess he'd be a New Yorker.
I think what happened, he was born in New York or something like that, but he was like 8 years old when he moved to Baltimore.
It's the opposite of the Jordan thing, where like how New Yorkers always try to claim Jordan from the South.
Yeah.
Like, steal him from the South. Like, nah, he's from down here. If you ask Michael Jordan where he's from, he's going to say North Carolina.
Yeah. That's why he lives in North Carolina.
If you watch The Last Dance, that dude is Southern as shit.
Mm-hmm.
Down to the fact that when he insults another man, he calls him a hoe.
You whore had an N-word.
Like, I mean, China, people was like so confused by that. I said, no, bro, listen, he's a Southerner over a certain age. We call each other whore all the time when we're mad at each other.
Yeah.
Listen to a 3-6 Mafia, early 3-6 Mafia albums, like from the late 90s to the early 2000s. Every other word was hoe.
All right, listen to Ludacris. That song, Hoe, it was about men.
Because
you're doing whole activities.
Well, whole Tennessee. Hoes are your friends.
Hoes are your enemies.
Speaking of hoes.
Why do you think you take a hoe to a hotel? Hoe tell everybody.
I love it when he did the sketch with the random white people offbeat as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, you're doing whole activities. Well, whole Tennessee.
What is it? Give it to me now? Give it to me now?
I love when the dude randomly in the background yelled that shit out, too. Speaking of hoes, why do you take a hoe to a hotel? Hotel everybody.
Everybody. Hey. It's random ass white people.
Hey, shout out to Luda, man. I don't think people understand how good Luda was.
Yeah, he was funniest. Anyway, yo, this is not Freestyle Friday. Let's get on to discussions.
Are we going to mention some Freestyle Friday? But I want to say one thing before we get there. I need a remix. You remember that song, Pick Up the Phone, from Too Fast, Too Furious? Hello, 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 pick up the phone.
No, I
when
don't
you hit
that.
It was a song.
So I was thinking about Genuine when you said that.
It was a song with Tyrese.
Baby, pick up the phone.
Tyrese, Luda, on the Too Fast, Too Furious soundtrack. Mm-hmm. And he had a song. It was, and R. Kelly was on it. I need a remix for that song with Tyrese, Luda, and Vin Diesel.
Oh, so you're taking R. Kelly out? That's the best way to do it.
You know Vin Diesel got a song out?
No.
We can talk about that shit later. I will say this, though. It ain't the worst song I've ever heard.
Oh.
We'll talk about it in more detail.
You hear about everybody talking about Party All the Time over the weekend?
Eddie Murphy?
Eddie Murphy gonna go out there and this whack ass song Party All the Time. I'm like,
wait,
that
song was fire.
In the top 10.
That shit was fucking.
I think it made top 5.
Listen, ain't no such thing as a bad Rick James song. Rick James wrote that shit, I believe. But I mean, Rick James owned the song.
Rick James, he did a song with Michael Jackson too. I just don't remember that song.
Hey, no, the fucking world would explode.
It might not have got released, but I know he it was so I have some bonus edition Michael Jackson albums that came out early 2000s.
Yeah.
And Quincy Jones, you know how you tell everything. He was
why I never do anything from the Quincy Jones ass, bro.
Not no more. And I used to love me some Rashida Jones, but hey, your daddy fucked that up.
Rashida? That's the one I was on
Parks and Recreation.
Okay.
So
yeah, she look cute. Yeah.
Nah, when I first saw her, I was like, wait a minute. I'm confused. Like, she confused the hell out of me.
You know, she was in that. Because
I was like, why does she act so black?
She acts black?
And then found out she's black. On Parks and Recreation, she acted black to me. She acted very black to me.
Like, she had, like, black nuances that, like, only black people would notice? Like, she generally act white, but black people notice certain shit about her.
I was like, why does she act so black? And then I looked up, and I was like, that's Chrissy Jones. That's Chrissy Jones' daughter.
Yo,
she is black.
Fuck dog. Here's my question. Just how many white women out there pretending to be black women?
Dog, I don't know. I need to go rethink some things and go holler at some people.
Bro, my homeboy, he, on Facebook, he's pretty much, like, he posted, like, You saw three that I shared. He had like two more, I think. It was like five women this past month.
Two women last week. One woman the week before.
That's three. I knew it's four.
I don't know the other one.
Bro, I mean.
And then you got the ultimate. The boss, the level boss.
You talking about Rachel?
Yeah, Rachel. It was Rachel. No, this not her last name.
This is not including Rachel. That's like four or five, not including Rachel. Like, you imagine that shit though? Like you try, you got a sister. She low light skin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe multiple parents mixed, like you said. you think you gonna raise yourself a beautiful black family?
Mm.
Y'all about to be the Huxtables?
Your kid come out looking like Hitler.
This nigga. Anyway. But, I mean, because I didn't really think about that at first. Like, you know, she ain't tell you she white, so the baby come out mixed, now you confused. But, I mean, just, hey, what the fuck is going on with that? Like, you just, I think, again, like, what if you somebody, like, I mean, now shout out to white women. Y'all beautiful. Okay. I can find a white woman attractive. But if you had to, you know, tie me, pin me down as far as, like, forming, like, a real relationship or being married, I'd prefer a black woman. Mostly because, I mean, relationships are mostly cultural.
It ain't white. It ain't right if it's white.
I didn't say that he did.
That's the old man that walked in here and said that.
The old man walks, nigga.
And walked back out. See, I fixed the door.
But,
can't even hear him.
But I think of somebody like me, like, you know, who prefer to have a black family.
Mm-hmm.
And some chicks did that to me.
How mad would you be? If your kids, the girl just as dark as us, right? But your kids keep coming out light than the motherfucker. And then you find
it wouldn't
out.
It wouldn't be kids, because we ain't getting past that first one.
You find out.
Chilling white dude poke.
Oh, Lord. No, because you go do the DNA test, and the DNA test is going to tell you that your kids.
Oh, they're actually my kids? What?
Yeah, that's what's up.
Well,
I don't know why we got a light-ass kid. Somebody must be lighting our family.
Yeah, like
you
the genes.
You pop out another one, that motherfucker light as hell, too.
Yeah,
like, what the fuck is going on?
If the DNA is showing that they're my kids, ain't nothing I can do about that.
And then you finally meet her parents, because you never met them. Because they lived in a different state.
And they were,
oh,
they
my
lily,
God, and you're white.
And they lily white.
Shit.
But my thing with that, I mean, what I just want to know the psychology behind it, because as I always said, the only reason why I don't rule the world right now is because I'm not white. Like, do you understand how much you handicapping yourself in this society just by pretending to be black?
No. I tell you, I definitely understand that. Here's why. I think we discussed this a couple of months ago on this podcast, where... Now, it seems like there's a certain type of woman everybody wants to be. Everybody wants to have that black woman ass, the big ass. They say white women have the biggest chest, so white chest. And then the long, straight hair that all the women be getting their wigs from. So I could definitely see a black woman to get clout saying that a white woman to get clout saying she black. And that's because it's a lot of white women out there that like to be black or like black. They like black culture. So,
well, you can partake in it without doing no crazy shit like that.
I know, but if you could take it a step further.
If you like black men, trust me, white women have no problem getting black men.
You know how this probably started?
What?
With at least one of them. I bet it started like this with at least one of them. And something similar with the rest was... They was in the hood or something, in a place they ain't got no business being a white woman. And somebody approached them and was like, "Shawty," and she had her good tan on that day.
Yeah.
And then they was like, wait a minute, because you know white people act certain ways. Like, wait a minute, you black? And then they get scared, like, no. That's how it starts.
You think so?
Other than that teacher.
I mean, I don't know. Like I said, if somebody posited that,
how can you walk into an interview? Oh, you know what? For her, it was probably definitely they're only gonna hire an African American person for this. So let me go ahead and get this in.
Who wasn't like an African American studies class? Yes. Something like that? So you mean to, so bitch, you took a class for somebody who's probably way more qualified.
From a black person.
Yeah. And my thing is, like, somebody posited that it was probably a relationship thing. Like, she liked black men. I'm like, well, trust me, white, we don't have trouble getting black men.
No.
And
no woman has the problem getting anything. Like, I don't care how, like,
and
yeah, women don't have problems with.
And from a cultural standpoint, I have white friends who are, like, white. I got a homeboy right now, because I talked to Clint from high school. This dude is blonde hair, blue eyed. I mean, Hitler would spooge if he saw this dude. Like, mm-hmm. This is what I'm talking about right here.
Yeah.
But Clint down like a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Clint is super down. Clint could probably tell you more about Cash Money than I could.
But I bet he don't know they took over from 99 to 2000.
Asshole. But Clint is super cool, though.
Yeah.
And he partakes in the culture. Like, because he grew up around the culture. So, I mean, he don't go around putting in dark contacts, coloring his hair and shit like that. Yeah. No, Clint is who he is. If white people can hear this, the one thing that you take away from this is black people like it when you're authentic. If you authentically act like us, or at least, like, you know, mimic some of our traits, that's cool because you authentically do that.
That's how it was for me. Like, I never would mess with a white girl.
Yeah.
Because I was terrified, because I grew up in a place where you get killed for that shit. And I'm only, like, 38 years old.
America.
But where I'm from, so we had a black woman get killed by a white. I have to say allegedly, because the case is still open. It's been open, shoot, for like 24 years. They
Should
won't
a black
close
woman
it.
Get killed?
Black woman got killed because she got pregnant by a white cop. Probably by the white cop.
Fucking white cops.
So, and I'm going to keep saying it. I'm going to always say it. And I'm going to say allegedly, because he disappeared right after it was done.
Well, we're about to disappear for like 30 seconds. We've got to take a break.
All right.
Get your booty to the pole, 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 yeah.
Ruthie!
Oh, baby, baby. Notorious RBG. May she rest in peace. May she rest in peace. And these motherfuckers wasting no time trying to replace her, too.
Because they don't give no fucks.
What a crazy bitch, apparently.
Nah.
According to Bill Maher.
Oh, so The Handmaid's Tale. You seen that before, right?
I told you about it. The movie, the TV show.
That's her religion.
I thought she was a Catholic. Gilead hated Catholic.
The version of a Catholic she is basically Handmaid's Tale.
So what you're saying is...
The Handmaid's Tale is a book written off of her religion. It's written about her religion. It's a fantasy written about her religion.
So we need to get the fuck out of America.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to tell my wife that, though.
Yeah, because Handmaid's Tale, man, that shit was fucking gruesome.
Yes.
Like, bro, I don't understand how, it was the craziest shit, because in the book they were also racist. But the TV show, they took that racist part out, which was a big issue with, you know, how the show was portrayed.
Yeah.
But they had, like, black dudes who was taking part in this shit, too. And I was like, no black man would be a part of this shit. None worth his damn soul.
I don't know. Black people be surprised. Tim Scott, I can't wait to vote his ass out next year.
I told you I ran into him the other day?
No, I would have ran into him with my fist. What you do when you ran into him?
I talked about my political aspirations.
Mm.
I kept it bipartisan as I could, because, you know.
Oh. You know what I would have did, right?
What?
Coon this and coon that.
He wouldn't have given me no advice, knowing that he may have a competitor out there. You got to play the long game, man. You know?
Oh, no. I don't. Because you play the long game.
Is he your senator, too, being in this country, in Dorchester County?
He's not.
Who's your senator?
Joe Cunningham.
Joe Cunningham. That sounds like a racist dude. Is he a Democrat or a liberal?
He's a Republican, but he votes better than Tim Scott for black people.
Okay.
That was, like, weird as fuck. Like, when I first saw him, like, he's about, his voting, it doesn't align. Well, I'm going to tell you what the Republicans say, because they're trying to get him out. It was like, he doesn't let people drill offshore. Of course we don't want that to happen.
Yeah, we had to live on the fucking planet somewhere.
Yeah. So he believes that people who need help should get it. Yeah, sounds like something I would vote for.
I might need help one day.
He aligned himself with Pelosi on 90% of his votes or something like that. I was like, well, Pelosi's a Democrat. And the things they're trying to do this year and last year, which is what you're saying, I think I like Joe Cunningham.
You know what I was you know what I was into with Nancy Pelosi? When I went, I think it was like one of the Trump's Orange Boys, one of his State of the Union addresses.
When she ripped that paper?
No, she was clapping in his face all sarcastically.
Oh, yeah.
That shit. I was into that shit a little bit.
Oh, that sound like when I be beating nothing.
All right, pause.
RBG, though. So, what do you think? I think, so what I'm going to tell you, let's start off with me. So, first of all, we knew, again, in 2014, that this is probably going
to
happen.
She was trying her hardest to stay in there.
Yeah. And the only thing that is surprising to me from 2014 is that we have a president now that is rushing that shit. Before the election, like, we got election right here, and he's rushing it to try to get it through. Because a better president will politically do everything behind the scenes. They probably would have started right on day one. Oh, she dead? Who we gonna nominate? They would have kept all that behind the scenes. Yeah. In front, they'd be like, you know, we're gonna hold off right now. The most important thing is to celebrate her life, respect her, and then we'll talk about when the time is right. And then, even though behind the scenes they're ramping up and everything like that, in front of the media, they're chill, they're not mentioned, they're respecting her life. That's the only thing that surprised me from 2014. But once we elected Donald Trump and anything that was going on this year, I was like, she can die the day before the election. He will ram one through.
Ask Stormy Daniels.
Yeah. He'll ram a mushroom through. So that did not surprise me. I just think him putting that woman there that's going to be there, we are going to go, again, backwards in society. However,
you know what? The Handmaid's Tale. I saw the TV show. I liked it. Okay. I said we need that on the Supreme Court.
I think. So what they said, they probably, and if we instill that everyone has to start by voting, no matter who you are, as long as you have the ability to vote, you need to go to the poll and vote.
I'm going straight to that goddamn poll.
If we start instilling that and we make it popular to vote, I am definitely 100% with adding a couple more justices.
It's like 10 now, right?
Or
it's
7. There's 9 now.
9? Okay.
Yeah. So if you take it to 11, put 2 Democrats up there, that evens the poll again. However, on the back end, you have to make sure that once Republicans get in again, they can't add 2 more.
What's the max number? Like,
right now, the max number is 9.
No, I know it may be 9 right now, but with Ruth dying,
it's 8 now.
8. What I'm trying to say is how many are supposed to be in there?
There's supposed to be 9 justices on the board right now.
Okay.
So that was the problem with I forgot her name, but when Obama was president, the woman died.
Sonia Sotomayor?
Who?
Sonia Sotomayor.
That might be right. Let's see.
That was his pick.
But that wasn't the person that died. But anyway, he made the pick, and they denied it as soon as it came up. The Senate did, because they said that in a lame duck year, a president with a different Congress. Nope, they didn't say all that stuff. They said in a lame duck year, a president should not pick a candidate and the people should decide. That's all they said then.
And my reply to that would be, have you read the fucking Constitution?
Well, they couldn't do anything about it because the Senate was full of Republicans.
Yeah, that's true. But I was just saying, to that dumb shit that Mitch McConnell said. Not Mitch McConnell. Who's the other asshole? Lindsey Graham?
Lindsey Graham.
Oh, what's Mitch McConnell that
Mitch
said
Mitch McConnell is the one that said, he's the leader, so he was the one that blocked it all.
I just fucking hate that guy.
And you know what else they did? Man, they blocked, was it 140, 240 something? They blocked 146 circuit judges in the federal court. So when Trump got in, he done appointed over 400 federal judges. So we gonna be stuck like this for 20 or 30 years. If they were smart, they would have elected a bunch of younger people too. But however, people that radical are not that young, because it's only like old ass people that's as radical as they are right now.
Yeah. That's the thing one thing I hate about them. It's like, motherfucker, get your old ass out of here. You got like
they
8 minutes.
Because it's just like,
you got 8 minutes left on the planet.
Just like when we get old, we still gonna want to have a say in something.
Fuck, listen. When I'm looking forward to the point where I get to be old and nobody fucking bothers me for shit but advice. I'm looking so forward to that shit. Old wise princes.
And their advice is to keep going.
Like, what can I do for you, my son?
Their advice is to be in control of shit. But it is that generation, though. That's the boomer generation.
Yeah, well, motherfucker, thank you for fighting Hitler. But you know what? That's not a problem anymore. Get the fuck out of here. I will say this, though. One thing I keep thinking, but this current group of people.
Right.
It's not just the boomers. It's like everybody. The world now. Like, if Hitler was around do his thing, he would have won easily.
If Hitler was around right now, he would be a good guy in America.
Probably.
Because it's the same thing. So, you know, a lot of Hitler's ideals came from America.
I didn't know that part.
Yeah, they don't teach it in the books, but they don't teach it in the books here. But when you start going abroad and reading books from abroad, from people abroad about the history of Hitler and stuff, you'll see that they said, like the Jewish camps that he created.
Yeah.
And they called them camps and all that, but they was torturing people behind the scenes. He got that from the American jail system.
I know Ford was the homie.
Ford was the homie. Donald Trump daddy was the homie.
The dude with the weird ass head?
His daddy, the millionaire daddy dude.
Trump's grandfather.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you thought I was talking about Donald Trump Senior? Yeah. As Donald Trump's daddy?
I think they are German in descent, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that makes sense.
They come here.
I mean, look at Ivanka. Ivanka Aryan and shit.
Oh yeah. She's straight Aryan.
And another daughter.
Straight up Aryan.
Like, that's so crazy. His daughters, like, them Nazis would have ran through his daughters, but his sons look so goddamn weird.
Oh, his sons would be killed.
Mm.
His sons might have been poisoned and pushed off, but his daughters, whew. High-ranking officials. I'm just talking about just basically that's how they look and what they count as Aryans. But all his sons look like...
What the fuck?
Yeah, it looked like they jumped off a wall or something.
Like, the Nazis be so damn confused. Like, what's going on with this nigga?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, this dude ain't from the neighborhood, man.
Yeah, so.
But, Ruth Bader. Like, but I think the tragedy, as I guess keep saying, is we have a political system that the citizens don't really understand. Like, people show up for the...
That's, I ain't gonna lie, though. For the most part, that's our fault. Like, if you don't understand the law, if you don't understand.
Okay.
Wow.
Before you say that.
If you don't understand.
I want to say that I take no responsibility for how dumb this fucking country is.
Why not?
Because it ain't my fault.
Do you take responsibility for how dumb you are?
Yes, but okay. I'm the type.
Everybody's fault. So it is our fault that we are stupid as hell if it comes to the government and we don't understand it.
Make it a point to study the shit that I'm interested in. Yeah. And I'm interested in government.
You're not interested in?
I'm interested in. Okay. I'm interested in ruling. I mean, government. Oh shit.
But but anybody who lives in the United States of America has an interest,
I think,
in the way they live. So you should. This should be the number one thing that people learn
I think growing up. Once they stopped teaching shit like civics, when they started teaching social studies as opposed to civics, that was a major problem. Because social studies, when you think about it, isn't really that practical a thing to know. Like, I don't need to know what the fuck is really going on in France. I mean, it'd be, unless I was about to be the French ambassador or some shit like that. That's really a luxury thing.
Social studies didn't teach me like that. Civics,
knowing exactly how the government works on all levels, that's something every American should be required to know.
So I think it's two things. So in social studies, because I learned in social studies, a lot about Civil War, a lot about Black history, a lot about that. But that's only because I was so interested in history growing up. I would take my yearbook and read the whole thing like in the first week of school and then read it again as we go through the book and then be asking questions and all that stuff. So I was very interested in history my whole life.
History buff, yeah.
So, but you could learn stuff in your history book if you read it.
But see,
civics should be taught as a
requirement.
Core class
in
high school. Like, once you start high school, that should be a civics 1, 2, 3, and 4. You should learn math every year. You should have a math every year. You should have a, what's it called?
Language.
English every year. You should have a civics every year.
Yeah.
Everything else should be no. Science is the one that you don't have to have every year. Because once you get to high school, you're going to start veering off to whatever you need to learn to survive your trade.
I think high school should be kind of treated kind of like college, like it is a pre-college environment.
Right.
Where you get your core classes, but everything else is an elective.
Yeah. So, but you definitely should have a civics, a math, and a language arts.
To your point, how does it help me in my daily life to know what a fucking ribosome is?
A who?
Ribosome. Or mitochondria.
It doesn't.
It doesn't. You know what's funny? I'm a bit of a Trekkie.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite episodes, my favorite Star Trek series is Star Trek Deep Space Nine. Shout out to Avery Brooks, Shadif Fidel, Nana Visitor, Terry Farrell, if y'all ever hit us.
I watched one called Deep Dick Now.
Okay, rest in peace, Albert Noir and Aaron Eisenberg. But there was a scene where Captain Sisko, well, I think he was a commander at that point, but him and his son were arguing because his son had to do a report on Klingon operas because apparently Klingons be singing very fucking well, right? And his son actually made the point. He was like, "Man, how does it help me to learn Klingon operas?" He was like, "You like what is it? When's the last time you dad had to study Klingon operas?" He was like, "Oh, when I was your age." And he was like, "Well, you know," and the son was like, "You know what that means, don't you?" And the father was like, "I do. Do you?" And the son got it right immediately. He was like, "This is because you had to do this when you was a kid. I mean, I have to." And the father was like, "Yes, it does." That idea to teach us useless shit is something that has to be like corrected out of the American system. Because, and this is the point I made on Facebook, and this is something that if you understood civics or how the government works, you will be asking this question. You'd be demanding this shit actually.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to touch into we come from break. Breonna Taylor. That piece of shit attorney general that quote-unquote was trying her case.
He's going to go to jail.
My thing is, why, knowing how prosecutors have to work with the local PD, why would you let him do that? Why not have a federal prosecutor or at the very least a special outside prosecutor run that? Somebody who doesn't have to work with the cops.
We can talk about that on that segment right now. Let's pay respects to Ruth. Because we was about to go deep into that.
And we was about to go to break.
With Ruth, I just want to say this, and then you can say your last piece. But with Ruth dying, we're going to have an issue once we get the third Supreme Court justice put in by Donald Trump. And this issue is going to be, you have 3 automatic votes, straight Republican votes. You already have 2-3 sitting on now, so you have 6 automatic votes. So that means that the laws from henceforth will become more restrictive, more conservative, and more Republican. And for the next 20 or 30 years, we're going to have issues, because no matter how many Democrats is president, no matter how many Democrats are sitting on the Senate, federal Senate, or the federal House, once they make a ruling,
that's it.
If the Republicans don't like it, they just appeal to the court system. And if they appeal to the court system, it's long, it's drawn out. But then,
once it gets to the highest court in the land.
Yeah. Well, it said, it's rooted on and said. So we got 20 or 30 years of fuck shit going about to start happening.
Yeah.
Unless somebody gets courageous and just take an AK-47 and knock the motherfuckers off.
Okay, hey, listen. I want to make sure everybody knows that I didn't say that shit.
So, but, I mean, of course I'm joking, but that's something, again, edit in 2014, President out. Barack Obama told us it was going to happen if we didn't start voting.
Edit that shit out. Fuck all that. I hear nothing else you said. We're going to go to break. We're going to break right now.
Worst things.
All right, we're going to break right fucking rest down, too,
peace.
By the way.
Rest in peace, Ruth.
Baby, baby.
Hey, y'all. This is Kelly.
And this is Amy.
And this is our podcast, In Your Shoes, recording out of Lynx Recording Studios in Somerville, South Carolina.
Need advice on love, parenting, money, success, or anything else life has thrown your way? We are your girls.
You ask, we tell, and we give it to you straight.
Visit our Facebook page, In Your Shoes, the podcast, to ask your questions. If you want to remain anonymous, submit your questions in Messenger.
Find us on iTunes, at Distraction Network, or any place you can download your podcast for free.
That's In Your Shoes, the podcast.
INYO parentheses UR parentheses dash the podcast on Facebook and Messenger.
No, that's the word shoes. Shit.
And we're back. And rest in peace to the sister, man. Breonna Taylor.
Arrest the killers of Breonna Taylor. All of y'all that say we need more evidence, y'all goofy.
My thing is,
shout out to Toby for that.
People, you keep seeing these conservative people. Like, there was a witness that said that they announced themselves. Yes, as opposed to 11 witnesses that said they didn't say shit.
Yeah, so I knew it was going to be a setup from the start. So the fact that, was it three cops? Three cops. Plain clothes, did not announce themselves, bust up in the house, shooting. Tells that this, I want to even know if those cops was on duty.
I was about to say that sounds like, when you say it, it sounds like, how the fuck are they living?
Right. Because that's like, not some on duty, warrant served type shit.
That sounds like I'm just running up on a nigga block.
Right. Right. So, I mean, evidence showed they did have a warrant, but I want to know, I mean, since they busted in the house, they probably did it during the time the warrant was supposed to be served.
I read up, if this thing was on Up and Up, I saw the warrant. The warrant says that it was requested as a no-knock, but I keep hearing reports saying that this shit wasn't a no-knock.
It was a no-knock. They confirmed that in the very beginning. So, but the whole issue is, you run up in the house, plain clothes, shooting.
Yeah.
You know what's coming. Unless they just thought they was running up in an unarmed black person house, because you know who stayed there. Like, I don't care. Like, I'm not a policeman. Never been a policeman. I know policemen. Me and them policemen also have an understanding. In uniform, you're a cop. I don't fuck with cops. If I see you on a casual, like, you men, policemen can't be friends, like actual friends. If I see you on a casual tip, then it's a casual, whatever. Hey, how you doing? What us like that? But if you're in uniform, you're a cop, and I don't fuck with cops. So, I've also been on legal teams, and I've also been in the military, and I know how some of these investigations work. There's no possible way that a person halfway doing a job would not know. It's no possible way that they thought someone stayed there that didn't stay there.
Right.
Especially if that person was already locked up in jail. There's too many checks and balances for that. There's no way that You're looking at, if it's three cops, you have a judge, the judge's assistant, which is probably like two or three. You're looking at the police chief. You're looking at probably the AG had to see it too.
Yeah.
So you're looking at 10 to 15 people that this had to go through.
And every one of them
and
had to fuck up.
Every one of those missed that. No, yeah. That did not happen.
That's so illogical.
And this is a whole setup.
And if my thing is, from how I imagine the chain of events would go, is when those devils arrive there at her home, they call in that they're there and they're about to serve this warrant. Then, when they call it in, somebody at dispatch who should have been alerted once the guy they're looking for was caught should have said, "What the fuck are y'all doing? Dude is caught. He's here. Get back over here."
And you know, not so you know they get a no knock. They do it. It has to be done immediately. So that no knock has a time limit on it.
So they're doing a no knock. Okay, because dude was caught. What I say like a day, maybe earlier in the day.
Mm-hmm.
So if the no knock, if what you're saying is true, that a no knock has to be served as soon as it's been awarded to you, I guess?
Well, it's a time limit. Like, if they do a no-knock, it'll be, like, within 6 hours or within 12 hours or something like that.
I get the feeling that dude was caught a while ago before they went there.
Probably caught before it was signed.
So that goes to my point. My point is, a warrant was served for somebody who was already locked up, where it should have been said, hey, you know, fuck that, this dude's already in custody.
Right. And then...
So that means... What that tells me is, again, either there's foul play here, or the Louisville Police Department is uber incompetent.
I will put it on foul play because I forgot what's the name of that rule, but there's a rule out there that says it's 9 times out of 10 is always the it is the most obvious resolution that is the correct answer.
Oh, simplest solution is usually the correct one.
Yeah.
I think it's Occam's Razor, I believe.
Occam's
Razor.
Yeah. Occam's Razor. So.
That's how I solve most of my problems, actually.
But.
Oh, also, with detective work, the right answer is the one that involves the least amount of assumptions.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
So.
Also, in detective work, you're looking for something that should be there that isn't,
mm-hmm.
or shouldn't be there but is.
Right. Okay. I mean, I know that too.
Evidence, I'm saying.
Yeah. But.
Like the no-knock warrant. Yeah, see? The no-knock warrant. Something that shouldn't be there but is.
Yeah, because even if this was the dude or whatever like that, why do you serve a no-knock warrant? You don't just serve a no-knock warrant for nothing. Is he...
Well, the warrant.
Has he shot people before? Is he a
killer? The warrant that I saw is like because they try to get rid of the drugs before.
That's not no-knock warrant material, though.
Because well, I would think that if you flush the drugs, it goes to the septic tank first, mm-hmm. which means that you got a chance to get to the drugs in the, before it goes out into the sewers.
I mean, the system works fast, but here's the thing.
What I'm saying is the fact that you asked for a no-knock because these guys try to get rid of the drugs.
Mm-hmm.
He can't get rid of drugs fast enough because all you got to do is go to the septic tank for his apartment, his home, and say, oh, here's that bag you were trying to throw away.
Right. And they don't even need those bags because if they got a warrant for his arrest, they already got evidence on them.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
Yeah, think about Carmen San Diego taught you that shit. You got the loot, the warrant, then Victor Slick in jail.
Yeah. So It's more than that. It's everything. It's a cover up, and I hope that everything gets solved. But the issue is that the AG, the police, are all on the same team. Like you was about to say last segment, that cannot happen. The AG and the police should not even be working in the same. Don't they have offices in the same building? Or do they ride across town or across the street?
I think that don't the prosecutors actually work around the courthouses, like the main courthouse in town?
Yeah, prosecutors, they work around the courthouses and judges most of the time. But there are, like, smaller towns where all that shit is together.
I think the nature of investigations, I think prosecutors tend to spend a lot of time in police precincts. Because I think of prosecutors, one of the issues with interrogation is that prosecutors get to use the time that they'll, like, they can get the recommended the amount of time you'll serve and use it as a weapon against you. So, mm-hmm. like, if you're somebody who pretty much has no game to you when it comes to defending yourself as a criminal.
Yeah.
You like, let's say it's your first, like, offense, and they come in and start throwing 20 years at you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's just going to scare the fuck out of you. And yeah. you're going to forget that, hey, I didn't really do this shit.
To all my black people out there, don't give a fuck what it is. Take that shit to trial.
If you know you didn't do that shit. If
you did not do that shit, take it to trial.
I do know, like, this is my sister's baby's father's cousin. He shot and killed a cab driver. I mm-hmm. forget why. No, he did this shit and decided to take the trial. And instead of taking the plea to get like X amount of years,
mm-hmm.
I think they gave him life. Or they gave him so many years that it might as well have been life.
So, and the...
Dude was 18.
In the circumstances that you did that shit, take it from juvenile.
Where they be doing five
take
or 10.
Take them five. Don't take that shit to trial and go and deny it. Don't violate probation.
You got caught in that ride. That alibi ain't gonna work.
Yeah, the alibi ain't gonna work.
And that's how them niggas from the three be doing that work.
Yeah. Don't. If you did it, take that plea. If you did not do it, take that shit to trial. Because I have an uncle that went to jail for... We could talk about somebody else. I have a little cousin. I mean, he did that shit. But he's not... It was his first offense. He's not a murderer. I mean, he's a murderer. But he didn't do anything else, really. At least he didn't get caught for anything else. So, according to white people law, he didn't do anything else, really.
Mm.
And he got 45 years. And cool. I don't even know. We got a cop that killed a black person while he was eating ice cream and watching TV. And she got, what, 2?
Yeah.
I mean, I think she actually got like 5 or 10. But she gonna be out in 2.
Well, so, like Paul Mooney said, she got the complexion for the protection for the collection.
Yeah. So, and that's one of the issues, too. So, as with Breonna Taylor and people getting murdered, when it comes to murder, I think murder should always be a federal offense.
Yeah.
And nationwide, in the United States of America, that should be carried federally, and it all should have the same terms.
We think about, that is kind of a term. That is really a crime that you think, like, why is that not a federal crime?
Yeah, because why you could kill somebody and... Florida, and you get 10 years.
I think that's because the theory is that if you don't cross state lines with your crimes, then it's not the other state's fault, which means the federales don't have to get involved.
It doesn't meet federal terms, but I think murder should be. I mean, we're in 2020. It's not 1776 anymore.
Right.
Murder should be a federal crime.
And the thing is, too, like I said on Facebook and Twitter, like, I try not to live in fear of anything. But that is, this shit is terrifying to think about that, though. Like, the fact that you could be laying in your bed, not doing any damn thing at all, sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Cops could come in looking for somebody who you don't even fuck with anymore. Oh, and there's somebody else altogether and blow your head off. And this entire country would say, well, you shouldn't have reacted like a human being would react.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's why if they bust up in my house, everybody getting shot because I'm shooting.
You know, like Richard Pryor said, if I get hurt, I ain't the last one.
Yeah.
But so. This is what I said about the civics, though. If somebody who understands how that shit works would demand that dude not be allowed to actually work this case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they need. I'm not going to say
it's like
so
everything
right
else.
Now, you can't even do a federal investigation and get the right answer because of who running the federal. Oh, did you hear all that shit about Mueller? So we already knew Mueller and Barbara's friends.
Mueller?
Yeah.
Mueller?
Yeah, the FBI.
Like Ferris Bueller. Yeah. Like, yeah.
But, you know, his wife, Barbara's wife, best friends. All they friends or whatever, like church buddies or some shit like that.
Yeah.
So... When it came down to it, even though everybody thought Mueller was doing his due justice because, and as the FBI, you're supposed to be bipartisan and you're supposed to do whatever. The news has come out now that at the very end, once all the work got done and it was time to actually go after him, he softened up all the words on it so that he didn't actually accuse the president of doing what the president did. So in that case, it softened everything up. So he didn't push hard enough for it. And it's just like that, because you have who you have in the office and who you have running the federal government, as long as they're doing the investigation, shit ain't gonna get right.
You can't trust somebody to investigate themselves.
Right.
I like to think I'm a pretty honest guy. But you can't trust me to investigate myself, mm-hmm. especially if I'm about to get in trouble with what I find.
Yeah, yeah. Like my kids. Mm. Hey, you know you're not supposed to touch the remote. The remote is not where it's supposed to be at. Where's the remote? I don't know. I looked and I didn't find it. Where's the remote? I don't know. I'm going to look for it. And then if I find a remote anywhere by you, you can't watch TV for the rest of the night. Oh, I feel it.
She feel it?
I feel it. I found it. Here you go. So that's how it is. Innocent children.
She got the Holy Ghost.
Lie when they know they go get in more trouble. How do you expect a grown-ass person?
She got the Holy Ghost for saying, yeah. I feel it.
Oh, I feel it.
I feel it, Father.
I feel it. I found it, Daddy.
The remote is,
So that's the kind of, you cannot trust a person to investigate themselves. If you're going to, first of all, the police should be defunded. It's 2020. It's not 1776.
Because we don't need the police for every fucking thing.
Yeah.
Like that case, I think it's California, when this woman called the police and her son, he was special needs.
Mm-hmm.
And she ended up with the police shooting him.
Yeah.
And this is a white woman, by the way. And I was like, man, why would you call the police? I understand what she's going through is terrible. It's the worst. But again, just from a logical standpoint, man, I was like, why would you call the police in this situation? When what you really need is to call someone whose expertise is this situation.
Did you see the woman that refused to wear a mask and a mask required ordinance and police chased ass?
Yo!
And how white people got mad over that?
You know why I'm laughing?
Why?
Because it was set the stage. It was like at a high school sporting event, like football, mm-hmm. something like that, right? So there was cheerleaders out there. That's what it got. Every time, it seemed like every time he did something to her, the cheerleaders started cheering. Like, yeah. They had a whole new routine that just started every time he did something to her.
T-A-Z-E-R, taser her ass. Oh, shit,
I mean. The scene itself wasn't that funny. It's more like, well, bitch, wear a mask. But but the cheerleaders had me dying.
Put your mask on now.
I said, sneeze. There's COVID in here.
Yeah. Don't sneeze. There's COVID in here.
But yeah, did you see my reply to somebody on Twitter?
There's some COVID in this house. There's some COVID in this house.
Yes, you fucking with some snotty ass nose. Did you see my response to somebody on Twitter though? I responded with?
When you respond?
Somebody was talking about scripture, right? I said, oh, scripture. I remember this. They was like, we need to follow scripture or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
I said, scripture. I remember this. It was like from the book of COVID, chapter 1, verse 9. The Lord said, wear a mask. I'm gonna leave y'all with that because this shit did get a little heavy.
Yeah. Live. But we definitely need to reform the police.
We need to overhaul a lot of shit in this country.
We need more counselors. We need more healthcare people. We need more social services people.
We need more cops to know what they're doing.
We need less cops.
We need less cops overall, but more cops to know what the fuck they're doing.
We need less cops, but we also need more cops. And I'm going to say it like this. We need less cops. If we go,
if we trim the cops
like anything else, you definitely could trim 75% of cops out if you allocate the money towards the social programs that need to be socially programmed too. Also, we need more cops of color.
We need cops that actually match the demographics of the places they're policing.
There should be
If you live in a town,
even though cops were made to be what they were made to be. We gonna advertise cops as supposed to be the friendly person that's in your neighborhood, just making sure everything is okay. They cannot be that. I don't see me being an ex-criminal. I'm joking, maybe. I always know that if I'm going to do something wrong, it is a cop's job to catch me.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to fuck with the police if I'm doing fucked up shit anyway. So a cop being a friend in the neighborhood and going out high-fiving little kids and shit, like, not in my hood. I mean, a cop patrolling, walking around the streets and knowing people and all that stuff, it could happen. It's just going to be certain people that still ain't going to fuck with the police.
That's by nature of the police, yeah.
Yeah, just by the nature of the police. So it's only so friendly a cop could get anyway, because they're there to, just like a parent. When you're raising a kid, I mean, some parents like to be best friends for their kids.
Yeah.
Some parents don't fuck with that shit. But a healthy balance is to be someone friendly to your kids that they know they could come to when they get in trouble, but they also know they're going to get disciplined if they do something fucked up.
Right.
Disciplinary styles vary between parents. Some people might take their allowance away. Some people might hang you from a tree with your ankles.
Okay.
So, but, however, you can't be best friends with somebody that's going to discipline you. If you as a parent are best friends with your kids, how you gonna discipline them?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's all it is about police. And when it comes to Breonna Taylor, we need, hopefully, we can vote these people in correctly and we can do an act of Congress and get some real answers on this shit.
Rest in peace to the system, man.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure she's not resting peacefully because of that. Also, you heard about the police was called on this white woman. The dog attacked the cop. He shot at the dog, missed the dog, killed the woman.
Shit.
You know what happened?
He got fired.
Before the end of that day,
he was fired.
He resigned and was, it was something else that happened. But I know he resigned. He no longer had a job.
Dumbass.
White woman.
The collection, to protect the complexion for the protection for the collection.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Mooney said that.
You have the complexion.
Live from Links Recording Studios.
We out.
Here in Somerville, South Carolina. This has been Discussions with Prince.
For information on how and where to vote, as well as resources to find out who's running where you live, go to getyourbootytothepoll.com. Get your booty to the poll. Get your booty to the poll. Get your booty to the poll.